And a one, and a two, and welcome to the Tales from the Long Box podcast. This is episode 191. Once again, spotlight on DC Comics, new 52 Futures In. Oh man, it's a big mouthful, isn't it? number 41 through 48. We're going to finish this bad boy up. I'm Chris Mosby.
I'm sorry, I'm Caleb Gerard.
Sorry, I made you choke there, didn't I? I apologize.
Yeah, no, that's good.
Okay.
Hey, real quick, before we dive in, I just want to give a shout-out to coworker Trey Moore. He has started listening to the show, and he gave us a seal of approval. He is a hardcore cosplayer guy. So.
Oh, wow. Nice.
He spent some decent bank on costumes. He's a good guy. And he said we sounded really good. He was really appreciative of your summaries the last couple weeks. So
that's awesome, dude. Way to go, dude. Awesome. Woohoo!
That makes
this summary.
Four listeners. Yeah.
Wow.
Whoop whoop.
Whoop whoop.
I assume it's more than that, but whatever.
Well, yeah. I mean, we have at least 30 or 40 people actually download it every week, from what I can tell. So, we're not in a complete vacuum.
Maybe I should start downloading. Maybe that'll kick our numbers up.
Yeah, there you go.
No, I do. I do. It's only one of three podcasts I actually download, so.
You know, I don't listen to any anymore. I just don't. I can't. Back in my last couple of jobs, I could actually was able to work and listen to podcasts, but I just. It's just too dangerous to do that anymore. That can cause billions of dollars of damage.
That's good. Exciting.
Yes, it is very exciting. Let's get this on the road here. We have our intrepid summarizer. The summarizer. You know, that sounds like a 90s villain.
The summarizer? Totally.
I like it.
And Murray, you have no feet, just so you know, if it's the 90s.
Yeah, this is true.
You have no feet, you have lots of pockets, and you have shoulder pads.
Absolutely, oh, cool. Shoulder pads, you're right.
Yeah.
I like that. I like that a lot.
You grimace.
Okay.
I could grimace.
Grimace? Yeah.
You be grimace. Mm-hmm. Purple and jolly.
That I can do.
All right. Future's End.
All righty. Well, first issues 41 to 47. Really, all I've got is Brainiac tries to steal Manhattan and gets defeated. I mean, really. It's kind of six issues of...
Really?
Well, I mean, what else happens?
I guess you got a point there.
Superman comes back and actually stands up. We get a lot of shots of the multiverse. I mean, I'm just perusing through number 41. And it's that really cool scene of the devolving of Hawkman.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
That reminds me. They did the same thing in Crisis, didn't they?
Did they?
I believe they did.
Maybe 0 hour.
What was it? 0 hour? I forget. Okay, looking at that. Real quick, the Earth 1 or Earth 2 Superman with the original outfit. You can see Wally West Kid Flash. You can see some Donna Troy in her Troy outfit with the ones with all the stars and the nice boobage. You can see, oh, for the love of God, you can see Adam West Batman in there on that scene. You can see Harbinger, Pariah, and Lady Volt from the Crisis. I'm thinking that chick with the sunglasses up in the top corner there, I believe that is Phantom Lady. You can see the pre-Crisis Supergirl with the headband, which, you know, I think the show should have. You got Dr. Fate, which looks like the one from Secret Society of Superheroes from one of those multiverse books that we did. You got some... Earth 2 JSA, you got Zatanna, you got a long-haired Superman with some kind of weird-ass armor on. You got some ambush action, ambush bug action. Booster Gold's way back behind Dr. Fate. And then you see the Legion is in there, and the one we know and love, because you got the Disco Pants Phantom Girl. And so, yeah, then apparently that's when he gets hit. And you see the New 52 one, you see the Hawk World one, and let's see, Earth 1 and then Earth 2. And so, yeah, okay. So, continue.
They got that cool, the Batman when he was fighting Ra's al Ghul with the sword.
Yes, sure. Exactly. That's the one I was going to mention, wanted to mention, and I didn't. My bad.
There you go.
So there you go.
You got the Geoff Johns core of the Justice Society, those three, the Green Lantern, Flash, and Wildcat on there.
Yep.
I'm just saying Geoff Johns just because he seemed to focus on those. And I think the other big back in this issue is Batman, Bruce Wayne taking more of a role in the story, which it coincidentally right around the same time as Superman coming back.
Yeah, this is true.
Some stuff happened, Marie. I mean, yes, from the 50,000 foot level, all that really happened was Brainiac tried to take Metropolis and got stopped.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What I was disappointed in was Mr. Terrific being, happy that this all was happening, too. Didn't care for that.
Now, was he... Yeah, like, that's kind of... Okay, in between all the Brainiac taking over the world stuff.
Yeah.
And I have to say, I kind of liked... I wondered how they were going to combine the Brother Eye with the Brainiac story. And mm-hmm. they kind of did it kind of cool.
Yeah.
Because he gets eventually defeated by all of Mr. T's U-spheres. I think they're taken over by Brother Eye, I guess. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what happens.
And then zap Brainiac or something, or...
Oh, good Lord. Just saw something posted on our Facebook page, WonderCon breaking news. They're going to have a Green Lantern Star Trek crossover in July. Okay, continue.
Yeah, but Mr. Terrific being... I couldn't tell if he was, legit... under the thrall of Brother Eye, or if he really felt like Brother Eye's way was the right way. Like, was he like a Scientologist? Like, he was buying the...
I think he was, yeah. Stuff?
Or was he, like, hypnotized?
I think he did the math and said, this is where it's going to end up anyhow, so...
You think so?
Yes.
Alrighty.
Okay, so we're looking at... if you look at the cover of 42, let's see what we see there.
Lots
of stuff. You see Red Robin from Kingdom Come. See some Batgirl action. Maybe original Huntress. You got the Little Red S Supergirl. Some Solomon Grundy action. Batman fighting a demon, maybe. Dead Man. Yeah, it's kind of hard to make out that as much. Oh, you got the Hook version of Aquaman. All right, continue. What else? Yeah, Brainiac. You got the... Let's see. We got the Dome City.
If you go to page approximately 11, I think it is, you get Ray Palmer's getting all these flashes of the multiverse.
Yes.
And the bottom of the page is so freaking cool, where he's getting all stretched out because he's going so fast.
There you go. This is what we were talking about. This is in 42... I don't remember what page it is, but you got Mr. Terrific's got his hands up. It's glorious, isn't it? Sideline seats on the dawn of a new era. And Batman's like, Terrific, what the hell have you done? I've conversed with God. Can you say the same? And he says, I can't. And then he smacks him upside the head. And he keeps going, you're delusional. It's a literal one. So that's when they try to use Brother Eye to defeat Brainiac. Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. I see which page you're on. Oh, the one with the is eyeballs about to pop out?
Yes.
That is awesome, isn't it?
Isn't it?
You see the...
Yeah, because Adam has been... They thought he was killed, but really he's been shrunken and he went inside of Brainiac.
Yep.
So he's trying to turn Brainiac off from the inside.
Yep. Which you see.
And then again, more flashes of the multiverse. Can I do this one?
Yeah, go for it, dude.
Go for it.
All right. So we got Barry Allen getting hit by the lightning bolt in the upper left-hand corner.
Good job.
And then we've got Travis Morgan. Oh, is that Travis Morgan? Maybe not. Who's that?
Yeah, I just kind of tell.
I don't think it's the Warlord.
It doesn't look white. It looks
Do you know what? Brown. I think it's Ganthet holding up a ring, and is that maybe a guy from Kord?
Maybe,
yeah. Upper left, yeah, at the top of the page, very possible, yeah.
Like the little
We got Joker smile, we've got Nightwing, we got Captain Marvel Jr., we got Mary Marvel, we got Shazam.
In the white outfit.
With the CC Beck eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love those. We got Kyle Rayner finally getting his appearance. We've got Swamp Thing, Wonder Chick. we've got the Team Titans version of Terra.
We've got the
Flash of Two Worlds scene, and we've got the first team up of the original Justice Leaguers and Martian Manhunter doing something cranky looking face. Yeah. I don't know what he's doing there.
They ran out of Oreos at the store.
Yeah, they must have been. I don't know what his face is up to down there. And then we get Batman. And if you look down there, sort of hidden behind the top line, we got. I don't know what storyline. It really looks very familiar, but Batman's standing on a roof, looking down at something. It looks like a familiar scene, but
yeah,
I can't.
Yeah, it does.
I don't know what from though.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, that's cool. You can barely tell that he was even there.
A little geekasm there.
Yeah.
And then we got. Captain Marvel is back. He Shazammed himself out of the Superman helmeted suit. So he's fighting alongside of Beardo Superman.
Yep. Dr. Polaris is helping Firestorm save people.
Yep. Yep.
That's a definite callback to Crisis when Polaris was what do they call that in Dungeons and Dragons when someone is not quite good, not neutral good, but...
chaotic neutral?
Yeah, something like that.
Chaotic good? Yeah, there you go.
Exactly, yeah.
That's cool. I'd forgotten Polaris was in Crisis there. You're right.
Mm-hmm. He was one of the first original gathered.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Atom keeps going through as they're smacking Brainiac around from the outside. Atom is smacking him around from the inside. He gets more flashes of the multiverse. We get.
I see Hitman.
Hitman, where?
Right by the
Oh, there balloon. He is. I see him. Yeah, I see him by his fist. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You see Kingdom Come Superman symbol up in the left-hand corner. You got Red Robin again. You see that Kingdom Come thing a couple of times, actually. And probably that cover of the Batman and Robin one looks like it was when Dick Grayson was in it. You got
that's Jason Todd's haircut.
Yes, it is Jason Todd's haircut. You're all correct. You got Oracle and probably the Birds of Prey over there. You got some more Swamp Thing. And up above Swamp Thing's heads, I believe, is Claw the Conqueror.
That's it, Claw.
I bet you're right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, that's all I can really see.
Then at the bottom of the page there, we got the engineer with, like, collagen-injected lips.
Yes. They are quite pouty, aren't they?
She's got work done.
Mm-hmm.
Her lips look like Audrey 2 from Little Shop of Horrors.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Oh, then we got... go back. I think I missed something. Yeah, yeah. One of the things that was in there was in between the two Kingdom Come Supermans is the is the JLA from the 853rd century. Got the Hourman or the Starman character and the Superman character standing there.
Hmm. Is that what that was from? Okay.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
One of my favorite. little things. See, you got the next page. You're seeing Shazam with the Oracle symbol. We got Shazam with the Rock of Eternity. On the right side down to the bottom, that's the Batman, the Flash, and the Robin from the 853rd century, because Robin was a toy wonder, they called him. He was a little robot. Then there's the Teen Titans with Nightwing, Starfire.
Yeah, but yeah. What scene is that? Come on, anybody.
Oh, that's yes, I can see Tara. That's at the end of the new Teen Titans annual number 3 when Tara came out.
Like the first appearance. Yeah.
Yes, I love that. Love it. I love how Ray keeps getting swords out as to these Sword of the Atom homages. And he gets the
he rescues the engineer.
Yes. Which, something we totally missed. Before they attacked on there, what are they using to stay alive in space? Do you remember?
Flight rings.
Yes. Prototype flight rings, boys and girls, that Wildfire helped them make. Wildfire and the other Legionnaires made them. That's a big thing.
I wouldn't be trusting those flight rings.
I wouldn't either.
Far then. Wildfire made them.
He asked us, like, how are those prototype rings going? So, I mean, Brainiac wasn't... Well, I don't know. Maybe Brainiac left him when he was there.
I know, but come on. Wildfire, he's like a failed engineer. That's why he's Wildfire.
Yeah, you got a good point.
Because he pressed the wrong button and blew up, like, the bomb and was goofing around. He's like... He's the last person I'd want engineering something.
True. I thought he was a straight-A student who just was trying to impress some girl. That was a...
I don't really know.
Yeah. I don't know if he was a straight-A student. Maybe. I get the feeling he was a big goof.
Okay. I will buy that. I definitely will.
Either way. They got their fingerprints.
Metropolis is getting airlifted by Brainiac the rest of the issue.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they're going to be in the next season of Extreme Makeover.
And, we forgot. Poor Batman Beyond has been fighting Bat-Joker the whole...
Oh, yeah. That's
the last two issues.
43 has one of the coolest covers. It's not the coolest, but it's certainly up there. This whole red with the brother eye, brainy, the weird, freaky, alien, really alien-looking Brainiac up there.
Yep. Yeah, that was that is a good one, I have to admit. The art on the inside, on the other hand, was not all that special.
Okay.
In my opinion. Is that George Genty? However you say his name. But anyway, there's crap going on and...
Well, it's not Metropolis anyhow. It's New York City.
No, it's Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, my bad. I always presume Metropolis, but it's...
Yeah.
Good old Terry and Plastique, meet back up. And Mr. Terrific is now realizing his mistake. He says, I need help. And that was the last of that one. And we go on to 44.
Is that really all that happened? That's all that happened in that issue, really?
I mean, there really wasn't that.
We got hints of what happened between Superman and Batman, as discussed by Lois Lane.
Yeah, and she said, don't say that name. You know what I think? I think he somehow tricked him into killing somebody. Yeah. That's the only thing I can think of for him to go cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs like that.
I guess. It's never really revealed, so...
No.
All we need to know is they've had a fight.
Yeah. Well, the only way that they could have one.
Superman and Batman having a fight? No.
Yeah, I know. It's hard to believe. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's see. We're back. Batman and Terrific are talking, and Adam's there now. Air Force is going to, throw missiles at it. I mean, because that's what they do.
But that awesome. Are we under 44 now?
Yeah. Wait, are we?
Awesome. Yep. Another awesome cover, by the way, by
44. Yes, that's an awesome cover. And let's see, Batman is Heat Vision. You got Firestorm.
Firestorm's story doesn't really end, right? Like, they just, they never figure
Well,
out how to
see,
separate.
I had to do.
Or do they?
No, they don't.
Yeah, I didn't think so. It's just kind of, they're going to stay heroic and hope that, you
I
know.
had to double check after reading 48 to see if the series actually ended because they just kind of just left it hanging. Didn't they?
Yeah.
Superman
I
got.
like the one, I like the one moment where the guy is sitting outside what is the version of the Mac store, and he's like, "No, I'm not going anywhere. I've been in line. I'm getting the
I
damn
Yeah,
user."
that's right. I can see people really doing that too. I love the scene Superman gives Brainiac a smack in the face, and you see the several different versions of Brainiac all the way to the original.
Yes, that was great.
One of them being the animated version.
Yeah.
That's good stuff, man. That's
Which
good
one was
stuff.
the animated? Is that the third one back?
Third one back if you count the big huge one, yeah.
Yeah, so he gets punched, then we get the one with the wires in his head, and the third one back is the one from the animated series?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the second one in the thing, that's the one that Jeff Johns did. In that
Now, they're not all there. I remember there was Milton Fine. Remember him from the
Yes, that is true. I think they're focusing on the Koluian Android versions.
Right.
But you're right. You're correct, sir.
I don't know what Milton Fine always. I like that version of the character,
I
but that
don't.
was also one of the rare times that I was a full-time Superman reader. So.
I never did get into that one. I don't know why. So we got a bunch of T-spheres with
You spirit, see there.
the brother I in it. And now Superman is going to do an Atlas thing and actually carry Metropolis on his shoulders. Meanwhile, the Atom has shrunk down Brainiac and put him into a sphere. And
Yeah,
yeah, we
I
saved the
forgot
day,
that's how
baby.
he captures Brainiac. How is he shrinking Brainiac, or is
No, he shrunk Brainiac. He might have used his own power to do it, but all right, we're on a 45. Frankenstein, he's writing out his some poems and memoirs, and Amethyst is sad, and she was gonna bury his sword, but she takes hers and his both, and that's pretty much it. And we
Yeah,
go.
they kind of get like an ending though. Like she
Yeah.
decides she's gonna go to Gem World, she's gonna free it,
And
and
kick some arse.
It was kind of a I liked I mean
Yeah.
sad ending,
Sad ending, yeah.
but we got an ending, like their story
So.
came to a conclusion, and it was like a good conclusion. It wasn't the conclusion I wanted, but it was like it was satisfying. They had like a they had a moment, and she agreed to do something.
So, okay, we've got rebuilding stuff going on. Dr. Polaris is helping. We got the old fire, the new Firestorm. He takes that Brainiac thing and he throws it in space. Soupsy does. Shazam's helping. Yeah, and all that stuff. And Lois and him smile at each other. And for some reason, we have self-driving cars. I don't quite. Oh, yeah, we're back to Faraday. And the whiny geneticist. And apparently we set
Boyer.
up. What?
Boyer. Boyer.
Void. Okay. We set up Cadmus Bunker D, Command D, in this issue. Or this little thing here. And apparently everybody gets killed. I don't understand that. Or she got gassed.
Yeah, and that was also a that is what's known as a hang a that just got left hanging, that storyline.
Yeah, well, that's one of the cities in Convergence, too.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, they've gone to this well like a couple of times. Like we've seen Command D.
Yeah, that was in Bloodhaven when they
Well, it
blew
was
up
there, and it was
Bloodhaven.
in Countdown, and it was in like I feel like they've already told the story of Command D, and they told it before Flashpoint. Like they most of Countdown, not most, well, part of Countdown was establishing that Command D was turning into like one of those alternate Earths, the Kirby Earths or whatever. Like, yeah. So I don't know. I don't see the point of this Command D being introduced into the story, because we're an issue from the ending, like, or two issues from, like, they're not going to do anything with it. It's just kind of like a, hey, remember Commandy? So do we. And it, like, ugh, I don't know. It's not going anywhere.
Yeah. So it was interesting comments that Bruce makes about it could have been worse. And he goes, not with Superman to, in quotes, save us. I don't know what that's all about.
Because he's a dick.
Batman's okay. I don't like when they make him like that, but whatever. So then they realize, you know, the eye's bad, and he makes zombies, and they attack.
We make holes in teeth. We make holes in teeth.
Yeah. Okay, 46, boys and girls. Well, let's see. Zombies attack. People got knocked out. And this is where you find out that Lana Lang has her Insect Queen powers. So that's kind of cool. But she was able to keep it secret. And she laid some kind of funky egg in his body. I don't know. It's kind of weird. I didn't quite understand that. But they're all big happy family.
Yeah, it's just a way to end that storyline too. Like, yep. We're going to stay on the run. You're never going to come after us, because if you do, I'll sick my bugs on you.
Exactly.
And there's some interesting stuff. I know we're going to see this in issue 48, or 40, sorry about that, 48, is the Earth 2 characters don't actually come to this world. So how does this, I mean, there's a lot of characters in this storyline, or in this story that...
Oh, that's right. They changed the timeline.
Should never have been in the story.
That's interesting. Yeah, you're right. They changed the timeline.
Including this version of Lana Lang, the Insect Queen.
Well, and Mr. Terrific himself, he was on one of them.
He's Earth. I think Sloan was Earth. Or not Sloan. This guy was Earth 1, right? Or Earth Prime. Yeah.
He was Earth Prime, but he was trapped on Earth 2, right?
Yes, because the Terry Sloan from that. He left there. He left to go to that universe at the end of his series, and then he got mind controlled by the Terry Sloan from over there, or whatever that guy's name.
Oh yeah, let's not.
We're getting a little. It's
part too much because it just makes my head hurt.
Yeah, it's starting. Yeah. It's just a little bit crazy. So anyway, we got zombies and stuff at Cadmus or wherever that's at.
And, no, it's Tripitech. Tripitech.
Tripitech. You're right. Firestorms, helping people and stuff, and yeah, she's talking about Tim Drake, and so you got McG is fighting cyber zombies. Yeah, that's right, I said it, cyber zombies. And there's big fights there, and there's like all kinds of Bat Joker shows up, or Joker, yeah, Cyber Bat Joker shows up, the Terminator. TM. He's fighting Terry again, and, you know, he ends up missing a dismount, and he dies. Let's just get it over with. Just say it. He dies. And he gets shot up really bad, and
Tim Drake.
Mr. Drake puts on the suit, and he's going to do a reverse triple thing and try to do what Terry couldn't do and change the timeline.
I'll say I did not. Okay, so between them killing off Frankenstein, which I didn't see that coming, killing off McGinnis, I totally didn't see coming.
I caught it at the last minute, but yeah, I didn't see it coming either.
I mean, given that there's going to be a Batman Beyond series after Convergence, I was thinking, oh, well, that this is, he's a given, but they've obviously, they threw older Tim Drake into that costume, so, mm-hmm. Which is interesting.
Yeah, I don't quite get that, but...
It is interesting, because it doesn't clear Tim Drake out of, like, because he'll still be around...
Mm-hmm.
In regular DCU land, because this is all 5 years later.
Mm-hmm.
So Yeah, I don't get the. I don't. I could get them making Tim Drake Batman Beyond if it cleared him off of current DCU, but it doesn't. It keeps him around. So.
Well, yeah, and then you got, you know,
he's leading the Titans. So yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't. It's confusing.
Like, if they wanted to slide Baby Robin into the Teen Titans, and they wanted to push Red Robin out and still give him a place in the DC land, I get it. But they haven't done that. It's a future Tim. Like, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. He's two places at the same time.
Yeah.
It is, and it I don't know. It just seems like you had a pretty good character that people liked. Like, they liked Terry McGinnis, I think. So.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
I mean, they liked Tim Drake, too, but it's not like...
Well, and I brought it up on the Facebook page, but I saw a cover for one of the Convergence issues for Batman Beyond related, and supposedly they're going to, or after Convergence, I should say, they're going to supposedly going to merge several different timelines, so into the Batman Beyond timeline. Mm-hmm. So there's no telling what we're going to see, because, I mean, I saw the original OMAC with the... on the cover, the one with the mohawk and, you know, several other different things. So I have no idea. They might completely rewrite. I hope not, because I like the whole Terry McGinnis idea. That cartoon is one of the best cartoons ever.
Well, my hope is that they're not going to make this Tim Drake sort of the a new version of Booster Gold bouncing through time.
That would be good.
They need to stick Booster back in that role.
So, let's see. Basically, you got Drake's wearing Batman Beyond outfit. Everybody else is fighting cyber zombies, and they're using Firestorm to jumpstart the time stuff in his outfit, which I don't know what the deal is between Tim and Bruce either, but apparently they're not liking each other. But, apparently, one of the reasons McGinnis didn't go back to where he was supposed to was because there was a weight difference, and I guess it was supposed to be for, I don't know. I don't remember all that detail. Do you? What the deal was? It had to do with somebody's the weight, and that's why it's better for Tim to do it than Batman or to Bruce Wayne.
Can you explain to me why they had to stay on this roof? Why they couldn't have gone to another roof and done all this?
I don't know. I mean, she can't go anywhere. I have no idea.
They sat there and waited for all those zombie eyes, techno virus guys to climb up through the hole in the roof, and they just could have gone to another roof.
I don't get it either.
Go, hurry! We got to get it. Well, just go to another roof.
Well, you know, they had more issue to fill. That's the only thing I could think of. Because you know, it's doing that. I still think they left it way hanging more than they should. So anyway. Now we're in our time in Earth orbit in the Brother Eye satellite, and it's Mr. Drake and Alfred in the Batman Beyond costume with the time band on, and I don't see Doctor Who anywhere, so I guess it's all up to him. So they're talking and they're saying, yeah, Earth's 2 refugees will soon detect the satellite's beacon and make the leap to our universe, blah, 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 blah. The satellite starts fighting him because, you know, he doesn't want to do. It says, you are now like my father. This is it. Anyway, they're going back and forth.
I read this twice and it still went over my head. I'm sorry. I'm.
Yeah, I don't get it. But basically, he kept them from giving him and he sends them back to the future, I guess.
Because his kids are assholes.
Yeah. Exactly. And he thinks he's changed the timeline. Well, we don't know that until we get into 48. They come to find out he's back in the future, because there's like all these statues of the heroes. Well, we don't realize that at first. And Madison. And yeah, it was that whole ending. It was stupid. I'm sorry. I don't get it.
You're right.
I failed. You know, yada, yada, yada. I don't understand it at all. How many lies, blah, blah, blah. So he's talking to the older Mr. Terrific, and you see all these Borgified heroes, And yeah, he throws a flashlight instead of a bomb, and that I hated that thing. So anyway, you got there. Basically, everybody he knows is a bad guy, but they changed the timeline. Shocker! And Adam and some of the others are running a resistance. The resistance movement. So they're gonna, yeah. So Madison's like an old woman, and so yeah, and Brother One, and that's how they ended it. I don't understand. I really don't. But basically, they changed the timeline where there's actually some humans left, and the Eye is looking from the moon, and the hell he has not yet. So and 48 is the last issue.
Yes.
It doesn't make sense.
There's a lot of plot hanging. Plot
just shit, there. Just hanging. And I'm hoping Convergence. Have you read the Zero of that guys yet?
Yes.
Oh yeah, I read the Zero one.
Oh, I mean, I don't know.
How did? I missed it. I must have missed something in terms of how Superman got into Convergence number zero.
It's that whole Superman doomed storyline that he did.
Oh, right.
Remember? That's when we first saw that Viril Docs character was the first one to saw all those multiverses. And they made a big deal about it on the intranets.
Right. Thank you, because I totally forgot. Okay.
Yeah, and I'm like, well, really? I mean, nobody even read that thing, and they made it like a linchpin.
So, in other words, this Batman Eternal and JSA World's End did not actually feed into Convergence.
I don't think it had.
Well,
I don't know.
I think the only way that. Oh. Okay, so in Convergence, I think one of the issues is that. Is it Brainiac or is it whoever? The caretaker there of those domed cities can't connect with the main real Brainiac who was down in Manhattan because Adam shrunk him, except that's 5 years in the future.
See, I don't know. There's a guy. DC's got a guide to Convergence on their website.
So, I don't know. When I was reading Convergence Zero, I was thinking, well, he can't connect with Brainiac because Brainiac's been defeated and is imprisoned. But that's all stuff that hasn't really happened, so
I don't know.
Oh, I don't know where he is.
Well, there is no time in, you know, in Convergence. Time is a place, and they admit it. They even say it. Time,
yeah,
is a place.
Literally is. Yeah.
Well,
I bet Paul is mad.
If time is a place and blah blah blah, then maybe yeah.
Mr.
That's...
French has got to be severely pissed off right now.
So it's sort of like again to another Doctor Who reference that there are fixed events in history that cannot be changed, and so the defeat of Brainiac 5 years from quote unquote now is a fixed event, and that's the Brainiac that everyone needs to feed off of. I don't know. Oh man, my nose is bleeding just thinking about
it. Yeah, I know.
This.
I'm really disappointed that they left it this way. They were doing it was such a good series, and it's just like all of it just went to shit. I mean, they seriously, they just let it all fall apart.
Wow, just Chris. Right. What did you really think?
Come on, now you know me. I don't hold back. I don't hold back. What's wrong with you? They could have done so much more with it, and then it's like, okay, we got three issues to wrap all this shit up. What are we gonna do? I mean,
well, I'm just hoping that regular Convergence is better.
Yeah,
like the issue is kind of a.
It's like all the other crap didn't happen.
Yep.
I mean, really.
Now we were told that this series that we just did, Batman Eternal and World's End, were all going to be the feeders for Convergence. And again, we haven't seen any Convergence number one, and we haven't seen any of those the many, many, many series that are going to come out of it. But if Zero is any indication, this series and those other two have zero, ironically, to do with the Convergence.
Well, I was listening to an interview today with the writer of Convergence.
Yes. King? King? Something King?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Tom
yeah, yeah.
King, yeah.
Yeah.
No, not Tom King. That's Jeff? Somebody else. Never mind. Go ahead.
Jeff something.
Jeff King. Yeah, Jeff King.
Jeff King.
Yeah.
Tom King is someone different. Anyway, it sounds like the characters from Earth 2 World's End are going to be playing a prominent role in Convergence. They're like the six, whichever characters are left at the end of that series, they're going to be, their story is going to be continued in Convergence. They're going to be like the point of view characters or the main characters. So,
okay. Because they never did go to.
They don't get to go to Earth Prime. Yeah,
that's right.
In number 26 of that series, they're stuck back on the decimated or the apocalyptic decimated Earth.
Yeah, so I think that series will sort of feed in.
Okay, well, I hope so.
Now, at the same time, while the writer was talking about how much he loved, he said he grew up on Marvel. He also said he loved reading the DC stuff in the 70s, all that Kirby stuff, like Forever People and Metal Men. And I went, oh, hold it. Wait a minute. Because Metal Men aren't Jack Kirby. Like, he had nothing to do with the Metal Men. So I'm hoping that was just like a slip of the...
Yeah, you know, don't like, you hate that?
Or maybe it was just a generic statement. He was just saying he liked that era.
He loves all that stuff.
When Kirby was with DC, which was also the same time of Metal Men, Doom Patrol...
Yeah, let's hope. Let's hope. Anyway, he sounds pretty enthusiastic about it and stuff. So, but I mean, they always do. But he does, and it. Mm-hmm. We'll see. I mean, what I don't consider the Zero issue really part of the. It's really just a way to. I don't know. I think the real story will start with issue one, so that'll be the true test of whether it's going to be worth reading or not.
Now, I gotta give Marvel props. They know how to do a Zero issue better than DC knows how to do a Zero
issue.
Yeah,
I mean,
the Free Comic Book Day of this series that we just finished thrilled me not at all. And the Zero issue version if I would, Dev was supposed to sell me on buying the other 8 issues of Convergence. Or 9 issues, whatever it is. I would be not. I'd be disinclined.
Yeah.
Yep.
Anyhow, on the other hand, Marvel with their alphas and their omega issues, they seem to have that nailed. But that's just.
Yeah, I'm reminded of the, what was that, the Age of Apocalypse thing. They did that, didn't they?
Yep.
Yeah.
And they just did it recently. They just did it recently with a thing called Black Vortex, which they had their intro issue was. One of those alphas, and they're going to close it out with an omega or whatever. And it's again, it was creepy, and I was like, "Oh, I want to read this series that crossed over into this." And
yeah,
and I want to read Convergence. I'm you know, I want to believe that DC has got something cool planned for the next 2 months.
Well, now, did you see the Gail? Shit. My brain.
Simone?
Gail Simone, yes. Her status that I forwarded the other day?
No.
Well, let me find it on my Facebook page. Apparently, according to her, right now, they are, yes. Very, okay. This was yesterday at 6:24 in the morning is when I forwarded it. She says, DC Comics is in a really exciting time right now. Great creators, great editors, lots of experimentation and fresh beginnings, and lots of support from above to take risks. And then she puts in capitals, very nifty. So I think that's a good sign. Maybe they finally realized that they can't micromanage things like that, like they had up to this point, and now they're trying to, you know, whatever. I'm just saying.
We'll see. We shall see.
We shall see. I am a hoping.
No worries.
No worries.
Don't worry. Be happy.
Be happy? Mm-hmm. Okay, I think I will. Well, all right. I wish I could say that I was, I don't know, I was disappointed. I think you guys agree, though, don't you?
Yeah.
They really just kind of just, it's like they just dropped it. I don't know. I don't understand. I really don't. So I don't know. We'll just have to see. Hopefully, Convergence is better. The Zero issue I was like, eh, you know. So I don't know.
Well, see, I think part of the problem is it's a 5 years later story,
mm-hmm.
and the days of knowing that like back when the Legion did their Adult Legion story.
Right.
We had 20 years to kind of watch some of those things play out before they finally got around to deciding, no, there's multiple future timelines and mm-hmm. but whereas with this story, like, we're never going to see
the
5 years later of this Earth. And that's like, and there's some cool things that would have been cool to see. Like, I would have the Lana Lang stuff explored in DCU, or I would have loved to see some of the Amethyst stuff play out, but it's never going to happen because it's mm-hmm. a 5 years later that we're never going to see. So I don't know if setting it 5 years in the future was the best. I don't know what they get out of setting it in the future.
I think I'm still wondering why they, you know, there's almost nothing in the story that could not have been set now. I think, you know, maybe the Tim Drake thing. But again, like you said, they could have just said, okay, you know what, Tim Drake is now Batman Beyond. You know, but mm-hmm. amazing.
Yeah, like I think they could have done some reworking and had this terrible future stuff coming back to the past. They could have reworked it so that they could have kept some of the storylines that they've generated in play, but they can't now, and mm-hmm. and we might see some of the stuff show up at some point, but it's I don't know, it'll be redone it would have been more meaningful, more powerful if it had actually been in the here and now, and then they hit the reset button, but we get to keep some of the plot lines that they put on the table, right? This way they just hit the reset button and everything they've established over this last year gets thrown out the window. And
yep.
Now,
I'm trying to think of the big glass. Go ahead.
I mean, they do say with Convergence, all the stories are in play now and everything matters. So, I mean, maybe we will see some of this stuff again, but
I'm still holding up for the idea that I had that, you know, sales on these, because they've got however many titles already announced, that some of the sales for some of these little two-issue miniseries, you know, gives them, hey, well, that sold really well. Let's do a title on it. Maybe we get, you know, some pre-crisis stuff and things like that. Just an idea.
We will see.
Because you look, because they, I don't know if you saw, you've seen the interactive map that they've got. And it's basically that, you know, the Telos guy, and it's got, here, I'll send it to you. But basically, you can hover over some of the tiles, and it'll tell you what the world is. And you got the pre-crisis 30th century Metropolis, and you can see Superboy there. New York City, Earth X. Not all of them are interactive, but you got Hub City, Earth 4. New York City, 35 years later, post-Flashpoint universe. So that's where, you know, he came back, come from. You got New York City, Earth AD, you know, the Commandy. Moscow, Russia, that's from Red Sun universe. You got the pre-Flashpoint Gotham City. You have Flashpoint, no, pre-Zero Hour Metropolis, Flashpoint Gotham City, Kingdom Come Universe Metropolis, Pre-Crisis Earth 2, which is interesting, Metropolis Earth 3, Red Rain Universe, you have El Inferno, which is where the Justice Writers were, San Diego, which is all Wildstorm Universe, Fawcett City Earth X, Earth S, excuse me. You have Follywood, California,
where Earth C,
you know,
Earth
Captain, C, yeah, Earth C. 853rd Century Metropolis is on there, but then also in Convergence, they have that big long list as well. When you got the Earth C, where the just a lot of animals are,
that's Earth C minor.
Oh, C minor, my bad.
C minor.
But, so yeah, C minor. But yeah, I mean, it makes me think that that's, they're throwing stuff at the wall and seeing what sticks. That's what I think.
Oh.
I hope.
We have stuff to talk about over the next.
Yeah, definitely. Come on.
That's what Secret Wars starting over at Marvel here.
Yeah, you know, that's going to be interesting too. I kind of like that because they're just like throwing everything in there. Every single storyline they've done in the last however many years just looks like it's going to be in there.
As long as we got Jerry Curl Briander, I'm good.
Oh, baby. Now you're talking. I like it. I like it a lot. Oh, I forgot to mention the 853rd Century Metropolis and the Tangent Universe, which is my least favorite universe of all. I don't see a point in that in any way, shape, or form. But hey, that's just me. So anyway, that's what we got. I think we covered it.
And see it.
It's about dinner time upstairs, so I gotta get going. We got people coming over.
Alrighty.
So, that's it for this week, boys and girls. As always, you can email us at podcast@talesfromthelongbox.com. That works in all of the Convergent universes. You know, I set that up so, you know, we get mail from all of them. Because I'm really wanting to know what the, let's see, which one was it? Oh, well, I was going to have a smartest comment and I lost it. What was I going to say? Oh, yes, you can comment on the actual episodes or you can join us on Facebook page. We had a deluge of people join us on there. Welcome new people, and, you know, we're going to be talking a lot about this stuff. So we're happy to have you. And that's about it for this week.
Woo-hoo, good job, Murray.
Yes, good job. I think we did it. We busted.
Alrighty.
We busted some caps.
Excellent.
All right, that's it. That's it for now. And we're out.
All right.